Lots to come after the latest news with Gavin Grace.
Thanks, John. Good morning. The All-Ireland winning Clare senior and under 21 hurlers arrived home to a hero's welcome in Ennis last night, cheered on by a crowd of 30,000 people. Thousands more turned out to greet the victorious teams and the Liam McCarthy Cup along the way, with huge celebrations in Cratloe, Six Mile Bridge, Newmarket and Fergus and Clare Castle. The fans cheered, sang and danced along with the winning teams and expressed hopes that the boost experienced throughout the past few weeks will continue. All-Ireland winning senior hurling manager Davy Fitzgerald has echoed that view.
I know they always go on about we being in a recession and that, but I'd like to think we have a bunch here that express themselves, so we do, and that's what we're about. We're going to enjoy our time in Clare and let that recession go to hell. This has been an exceptional night for our county. I want everyone over the next number of weeks to embrace this feeling. I want you to go and enjoy yourselves. And 2014, we'll be back to retain the McCarthy Cup. Up the banner!
Was a sea of saffron and blue last night as fans celebrated the success of the Banner Hurlers and reflected on that thrilling match against Cork. These people expressed pride in Davy and the lads as they explained what the All-Ireland win means for them.
It's a great boost to the county and everything, and I think they're going to be there for a good while yet.
It gives a great lift to the county, and it's badly needed because we're in tough times, but it's just what we needed, a double victory.
It's unbelievable. It's a dream come true. My little 3-year-old boy, he wasn't born the last time, so it's special. It's for everybody in the county, children, everybody.
We thought 95 was good, but this is nearly better.
And the celebration's going to go on as long.
Oh, I said they'll go on to the little Christmas at least, anyway.
Meanwhile, there were long delays for motorists heading home to North Clare after last night's event due to a crash on the Ennis to Ennis Diamond Road. The accident occurred shortly before 10 o'clock, around 5 kilometres outside of the county town, and saw 3 units of the fire service from Ennis dispatched to the scene. Gardaí say no one was seriously injured, but the road was blocked for a time and there were 5 kilometre tailbacks reported. In other news, one man remains in Garda custody this morning in connection with investigations into a serious sexual assault on 2 young girls in Athlone. The victims of the alleged attack, aged 6 and 9, remain in hospital this morning. The assault is alleged to have taken place at a house in Athlone at around 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Officers believe the girls were lured away from a children's party by a grown male. 3 men were arrested yesterday, 2 in their 40s and 1 in his early 30s. The men in their 40s have since been released without charge. Cathal McMahon is crime correspondent with the Irish Daily Mirror.
At one point during the party, the children were out playing and it's alleged that they were enticed away by a grown male. He promised, he told him that there were other youngsters playing in his home, and he brought the 2 young girls back to his house where the alleged serious sexual assault took place. Now, the girls in the house managed to escape through a window and return to the party where they told adults of what had happened.
Extra staff have been allocated to Clare County Council's motor tax offices for the final day before a change in regulations. New laws have been implemented to close a loophole which allowed motorists say their cars were off the road, provided this was cleared by a Garda to explain a period of time in which their vehicle was not taxed. However, this process of gapping is no longer allowed after today, when owners will have to declare their vehicles off the road in advance. The council says this change has led to record numbers of customers at its offices in Ennis and Ennis Diamond, and extra resources have been allocated to minimise delays. The Environment Minister insists there will be no extension of the deadline, which comes at close of business this evening. And there are concerns about the logistics of allowing 3 million Irish citizens around the world to vote. It's after the Constitutional Convention recommended granting Irish immigrants the right to take part in presidential elections. The convention will now draw up a proposal for the government, which will have 4 months to respond. The Constitutional Convention's Deputy Research Director, James Souter, says it would be very difficult to organise such elections.
We did have some discussions about how would you vote, would it be at embassies, it would have to be in civic offices, perhaps in Northern Ireland. You know, how are people going to do it? There was questions raised because obviously our own electoral register isn't perfect, even here in the 26 counties. It probably goes back to other discussions we've had in the convention about there not being an electoral commission, which was actually a promise in the programme for government.
You're listening to Clare FM. The time's approaching 9:07.
Online at clare.fm and live across the county. This is Clare FM News.
Latest storm causes major damage throughout Clare and communities on alert ahead of fresh high tide.
This is Clare FM.
Good evening, I'm Lisa Lawler. Homes, businesses and farms have been flooded while roads and flood defences have been swept away in the latest major storm to hit Clare. The county is among the hardest hit in Ireland, while flooding here has primarily occurred in coastal areas. Meanwhile, a host of communities are on alert once more ahead of fresh high tides this evening and early tomorrow. Clare FM's Gavin Grace has been in some of the worst affected areas of West Clare, from where he has sent this report.
It may be the first day of spring, but today's storm is the latest major weather event to wreak major damage on infrastructure and property in Clare. In an all too familiar sight, coastal communities felt the full force of the Atlantic from early this morning when high winds and heavy rains coincided with a high spring tide. Areas along Loop Head and the Shannon Estuary are among the hardest hit this time around. One home was flooded in Kildysert, while hundreds of acres of farmland there and in nearby Ballinacally, untouched last month, are now submerged. In the most western parts of Clare, farmland in Ross was also flooded. Kilcredon has been cut off once again, while parts of the main road in the village of Kilbaha were effectively wiped out, while water there came into two homes. Local businessman Bernie Keating says it's of grave concern ahead of more stormy weather over the coming days.
The road is really nearly taken out fully now. It's closed off again. There's no access now to Fordra or Kilbaha at the moment. And what we're worried about here now is if a vet has to get in this evening to an animal, or an ambulance has to get in to take a person out of here, there's no way getting them in or out. Even for a helicopter to come in here now, it's too windy.
Kilkee had largely escaped last month's storms, but not today. Parts of the seawall built during the time of the famine were washed away in a matter of hours. Town Mayor Councillor Paddy Collins says the damage there is some of the most extensive ever seen.
A lot of damage done. We haven't seen damage done like this in any scale. The last time there was any damage done to the wall was about 20 years ago. But the damage that's done now at the moment, you'd be going back to nearly the tidal wave in the 1950s. It was the last time anything on a comparable level was done before.
Quilty Village was badly hit once more, though an interim barrier erected at Clohaninchy, where over a dozen homes flooded last month, did keep the worst of the damage away. Lahinch Promenade is badly damaged, while in other North Clare communities such as New Quay, Doolan and Clahans near Liscannor, storm defences, which had been repaired since the last storm 4 weeks ago, were washed away. Inland, flooding was also reported in areas including Clare Castle, Bunratty, Six Mile Bridge, Parteen and Corbally. The road from Tulla to Scarve was fully blocked when a tree was knocked over near Bodyke. The storm has eased somewhat in recent hours, but seas are building ahead of high tide this evening and another high tide tomorrow morning. Clare County Council, whose staff have been shoring up defences in many areas throughout the day, are urging people in coastal areas in particular to take precautions. They're urged to stay indoors and ensure vehicles are not parked in exposed places. In Kilkee, this is Gavin Grace for Clare FM, first for local news.
Meanwhile, Limerick and Galway have also been badly affected. Fire services from Clare have been assisting in the relief efforts in Limerick City, where a flood emergency has been declared. 12 boats have been required to ferry several elderly people from the city's Lee housing estate. Around 4,000 people were without power in Clare for a time earlier today. However, in the latest update from ESB, that figure has reduced significantly. Around 100 customers are still without power, with 11 faults in the Kilkee, Carrigaholt and Ina areas. Crews are continuing to work on the faults, and the ESB say they're confident power will be fully restored to customers by the end of the day. Meanwhile, the weather is also playing havoc with travel services. A number of Aer Lingus services have been cancelled, including flights from Shannon to Edinburgh and London Heathrow this afternoon. Intending passengers are advised to contact their airlines. bus errand services have also been curtailed today. The 5:35 Limerick Ennis Lahinch Doolin service will not serve Liscannor or the Cliffs of Moher due to continuing poor weather conditions in the area. And motorists are being advised to drive with extreme care as fallen trees, debris and flooding have made driving conditions treacherous. In other news, staff at Mount Carmel in Dublin are staging a sit-in at the hospital this afternoon. Dozens of supporters have also gathered outside to show their support and solidarity with the workers. There's approximately 20 patients left at Mount Carmel Hospital in Dublin. Nurses inside continue to provide care and support, whilst also staging a sit-in in protest of their two-week redundancy package. Mount Carmel, which has been in liquidation since last week, has debts of over €35 million. Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore says the HSE considered acquiring the hospital but decided against it. A Clare senator has welcomed confirmation that senior staff at organisations receiving funding from the state will have to disclose their salaries. The HSE has confirmed the change for so-called Section 39 organisations in light of the recent controversies within the charity sector. Over €812 million was provided to this group of organisations in 2012, almost a quarter of the health budget, but other charities say their donation levels have fallen as a result of the negative publicity for both the Central Remedial Clinic and Rehab. Clare Fine Gael Senator Tony Mulcahy insists it's important the situation is never repeated.
They're licensed charities as it is, and they fundraise in other areas. But I'm much more concerned about the provision of services to my child and other children with a disability. And I am emphatically stating that the model of service that we have now, where we hand large lumps of money over on behalf of the taxpayer to these organisations, is being reviewed and must be brought to an end.
Finally for now, a man and his nephew have appeared in court charged with criminal damage of two paintings at the Shelburne Hotel in Dublin. 48-year-old Andrew Shannon and his nephew, 19-year-old Jamie Shannon, have both been charged with causing criminal damage to the artwork valued at €28,000 on January 8th. Andrew Shannon, who's awaiting trial for damaging a €10 million Monet picture, has been denied bail and remanded in custody to appear in court again next Friday, while Jamie Shannon will appear in court again on March 14th.
Clare FM Sport with O'Flaherty Electric, Ennis, Shannon and Tume Road Galway, delivering results on all things electric.
In your sports headlines, the National Football League gets underway this evening. Among the sides in action, All-Ireland champions Dublin taking on Kerry ahead of tomorrow's Division 4 opener for Clare against Waterford. The Daisha team has been named and includes three senior debutants in Dean Crowley, Declan Allen and Wayne Hutchinson. After semi-final losses for the last 2 years, Ord's Gaelreath have booked their place in the Hearty Cup final. The Limerick School have beaten Hamilton of Cork 2-14 to 1-4. Elsewhere in hurling, Anthony Daly's Dublin are taking on Kilkenny this evening in the Walsh Cup final. That game just underway at Croke Park. In rugby, reigning champions Wales have captured a win in their opening game of the 2014 Six Nations. Warren Gatland's side have beaten Italy 23-15 at the Millennium Stadium. The action now turns to Paris, where France have just kicked off against England. France taking the early lead there 5-0. In soccer in the Barclays Premier League, the 3 o'clock kickoffs have hit full time. Stoke City have beaten Manchester United 2-1. Everton have beaten Aston Villa 2-1. It finished all square between Tottenham and Hull City at a goal apiece. Cardiff beat Norwich 2-1, while Southampton beat Fulham 3-0. Earlier today, Sunderland beat Newcastle 3-0 at St James's Park, and 10-man West Ham beat Swansea 2-0. And in swimming, Clare's Chris Bryan is in action at the FINA 10K 2014 World Cup this evening. The Shannon man is among 66 swimmers just off in the Rio Negro River in Argentina for the four laps of a 2.5-kilometre circuit. They're your Clare FM sports headlines for now. I'm back with a full roundup of all today's sporting action on the final whistle at 5:30. Clare FM has been informed of the following deaths.
This is Clare FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Lawler. Victims of clerical child abuse in Clare parishes have been urged to come forward if they've cases to report from the past. The call comes as the Catholic Church's Child Protection Watchdog complimented the Diocese of Killaloe for its current policies and former Bishop Willie Walsh for his caring pastoral approach to victims of abuse. The audit launched this afternoon detailed 64 allegations made against 19 local priests between 1975 and 1990 and one made more recently relating to 1993, but found the current policies are in line with national standards. Bishop Kieran O'Reilly has welcomed the report but apologised to those who were the victims of a small number of clergy in the past.
First thing that I would like to do is to state once again the deep regret and sorrow that we have in the diocese for what has happened in the past. Bishop Willie Walsh has on a number of occasions taken the opportunity to do that, and I certainly do it today on the occasion of the publication of this review audit by the National Board for Safeguarding Children in the Catholic Church. Without any doubt, I express my sincere regret and my sincere shock at what we've had to deal with, and my apologies to those who have suffered, family and friends also.
US billionaire Donald Trump has begun his three-day visit to Clare by announcing an investment of up to €45 million in Doonbeg. That's triple what he paid for the golf course earlier this year. This is his first trip to Doonbeg Golf Club, now to be known as Trump International Golf Links Ireland, which he bought for €15 million earlier this year. He received the red carpet treatment earlier at Shannon Airport and says he plans on spending a tremendous amount of money.
I'll be investing well. I bought it for, you know what the number is. I would say I'll be doubling and tripling that number fairly quickly. And then it could be that other things happen because of it. And also other investment in Ireland will be made by us, because a lot of times when I go to a community, I'll make an investment and then all of a sudden I'll make other investments in totally unrelated things because I'm there. I mean, like I'm here today. Crazy, but I may see something that I like and all of a sudden I'm doing something else.
One of the main prosecution witnesses is giving evidence at the trial of two Limerick men accused of murdering businessman Roy Collins. Wayne Dundon of Lenehan Avenue Prospect and Nathan Killeen of Hyde Road Prospect deny killing the 35-year-old who was shot once in the chest at the amusement arcade he ran at the Roxburgh Shopping Centre on April 9, 2009. Garth Collins has given evidence at the Special Criminal Court that the accused tried to pressure him into driving a car as part of the whack, and that he turned down an offer of €20,000. The court has heard that he has 12 months left to serve of a 7.5 years prison sentence after he pleaded guilty to demanding money with menaces and making threats to kill. The Transport Minister is calling on all of the Cabinet to fully support Francis Fitzgerald in reforming the criminal justice system. Leo Varadkar's comments come after he declared yesterday that the department wasn't fit for purpose and needed a major overhaul. Earlier, the Jobs Minister admitted there were huge problems for Minister Fitzgerald and the government to tackle. Abroad in Nigeria's government has rejected an offer from Islamist extremists who've kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in the country. Boko Haram offered to release them if some of its members who were in prison were also freed. But the Nigerian Interior Minister said the group wouldn't be allowed to give conditions. 223 teenage girls were kidnapped from the school on April 14th. A forensic examination at the scene of a house fire near Ennisdiamon has concluded this afternoon. Two people in their 30s were rescued from the blaze at Ballyvernean at about 3:15 this morning. Four people were in the property at the time, however. Two escaped unaided, while a woman who was taken from an upstairs window and a man was put on oxygen at the scene. Clare Fire Chief is Adrian Kelly.
The Simon Fire Brigade were mobilised to a fire just around 3:19 in the morning, put a ladder up to the window and rescued her from the house. She also advised them then that there was a male in the upstairs that committed breathing apparatus personnel, and they rescued the male. There was substantial damage caused to the property. So we hand over to an Garda Síochána, and then they make a decision as to whether to